Strange Adventure.
Kemdi Ram was a remarkable fellow indeed, according to his Punjab countrymen who were enslaved and mistreated by the Japs that overran the Malay Peninsula. As the invaders swarmed down upon them, the Punjab regiments and civilians were driven back to Singapore, then into the jungles of the East Indies. It was Kemdi Ram, the small, wiry water carrier that kept the sparks of hope alive in the hearts of the people. Fearlessly, he crawled to the forward positions, bringing water and encouragement to his wounded and embattled comrades. When the Punjabs were captured and enslaved, it was Kemdi Ram who stole at night into enemy ration dumps and carried away extra provisions for his starving people. The Punjabs felt that as long as Kemdi Ram watched over them, they would eventually win their way to freedom, for he was a man among men, and besides, he had his own angel that traveled with him on his perilous missions. They declared that he lived under a charm and no bullet could touch him. The Japs and their prisoners were encamped on the coast of New Guinea when Kemdi Ram evolved a plan of escape. The Indian prisoner noted the unusual amount of activity among his captors and learned that the Allied forces were sweeping up the coast toward the Jap positions. In full force, the invaders were preparing to flee. Kemdi Ram went among the prisoners, telling them of his plan. That night, he and two other prisoners who had been detailed as water carriers moved through the camp, each bearing two large water buckets slung on a bamboo pole. The Japs paid little attention to their slaves. They were in a hurry to flee to the north, away from the Allied forces bearing down upon them. The three men stalked silently toward the ammunition dump, their buckets swinging slightly as they moved. They crept behind the large wooden case to a place where Kemdi Ram had previously raked together a pile of dried grass and leaves. The men emptied their buckets upon the pile and upon the nearby cases. Instead of water, the buckets contained high-test gasoline that had been taken from the supply trucks. Kemdi Ram was about to strike a match when suddenly a Japanese sentry stepped around the pile of cases. The men were trapped. Kemdi Ram, in a single swift movement, lifted his bucket and flung it into the face of the surprised sentry. The man went down just as one of the carriers tossed a flaming match. The entire camp became a mad, blazing holocaust. The Japs swarmed into the jungle, and this gave the prisoners the chance they had been waiting for. They, too, fled into the jungle. Days later, the Punjabs came to an American camp. Kemdi Ram had led the way along the jungle trail and then collapsed. In a few days, he was on his feet again, and the Punjabs were happy. One of the Punjabs spoke quietly to the doctor of the camp.
Kemdi Ram, he will be all right. No evil is too great for him to conquer. You see, he has charm.
Yes. Kemdi Ram has a charm, all right. A protecting talisman of love and courage, and you can't beat a charm like that.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Shaft 13, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.